On to Horn with us right now from the Americans for Limited Government, Carter Kloos. Hey, Carter.
How are you? It's nice to be here.
Good, good, good. So there's a movement. The movement's back on again. The Americans for Limited Government are in favor of medical marijuana or just legalizing marijuana? Which one?
No, Americans for Limited Government is not really for either. Americans for Limited Government is for stopping the hypocrisy of going after cigarette smoking in the U.S. Senate. And the vehicle for doing that is this amendment Coburn introduced to say simply to the his fellow senators, at least be consistent. If you're going to make it legal, illegal to smoke cigarettes, then you ought to go after marijuana, too.
Well, the problem I have with I wouldn't care if they legalized all drugs. I don't, and I'm serious about this, because I don't do any of them.
I don't either.
And I wouldn't do it if they became legal. So I figure the more people that get stoned out of their head, the more job openings for me.
I'm with you 100%. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't take drugs. But you know what?
Okay, got to go now. Bye. No. You're a party pooper. Hey, let me tell you. The other problem I have is that they even have billboards out now about driving stoned. Because there's no blood alcohol content measure that they can, test they can give for somebody who's driving stoned on marijuana or anything else.
Yeah, one of the biggest problems you have, and this is a little off topic, but let me go ahead and say it. Maybe it's controversial, but a lot of the drunk driving and stoned driving assaults right now are big money-making schemes by the federal government, by the state governments, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, they keep lowering and lowering and lowering the alcohol content until the point where if you have one beer, they can fine you $30,000. When government comes in, they have one purpose in mind, to control your life and to get your money. That's how government works.
I think they ought to pass pot around in all the prisons and just give it out to these guys. Then there wouldn't be any more prison riots. Like, dude, we're supposed to have a riot today. I don't know, man. I'm just sitting here. You know the difference between driving drunk and driving while stoned on pot, don't you?
Yeah. No.
80 miles an hour versus 8 miles an hour. You're not going to get a stoner to drive fast past a 7-Eleven or a Circle K.
Well, I have no experience with marijuana, so I don't know what effect it has on people. I know guys did it when I was in college.
Yeah.
Their grades dropped, and that was fine with me because if they graded on the curve, it made it easier for me.
You know what I tell young people? And, I might have smoked a joint or two in my time. It might have happened. What do you think, Donna, when I was about 16?
No, not you. Never.
Well, one thing, I was a hockey player. You don't take any depressant to play hockey. It's just ridiculous. But I was never big on this stuff. I never, I could actually say I was not a pot smoker. I wasn't a drug taker of any sort, beer drinker, Hellraiser, that kind of thing. But
Hellraiser's fine.
Yeah, but, what I tell young people about smoking pot is this, it's when you're a young person in particular, but anybody really in general, there's no reason. You know what smoking pot is and getting high is? It's an excuse to sit around and do nothing with your life.
Exactly.
It makes you feel better about being a loser.
Yeah, that's it exactly. And what I tell young people is if you do it, you're probably going to get yourself in trouble. And you know what? That even applies to drinking. Mm-hmm. If you can stay away from it, do it. And I think that's the best advice you can give people. But on the whole business with ALG, we're not saying you should legalize pot. What we're saying is a politician should stop being hypocrites. And I think, as a matter of fact, I'd rather have the politicians on pot than being the way they are now, to be honest with you.
You know what?
Maybe they'd just slow down and leave us alone.
All of these politicians who say, pot is bad for you, don't smoke pot. Hang on a second, I got to take my antidepressants. Give me a drink. that's exactly what it is. And then these parents wonder why their kids are stoned out on drugs or drinking too much. Go look at their medicine cabinet. Half of these parents are on something. You know how many people out there are taking antidepressants? I'm one of the few people who refuses to take them that I know. Everybody's taking junk. Everybody's stoned out of their head. And I'm figuring, pretty soon I'm just going to start picking pockets. I'm going to make $1 million. Let me tell you. Let me ask you this. What is the Tom Coburn bill all about? Senator Tom Coburn, is he out of Georgia, right?
He's out of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, that's right.
And he's a medical doctor. And what he's done is he put the politicians to the test. In committee, he introduced an amendment to the bill that puts cigarette smoking, puts tobacco under the FDA, which should not happen. He introduced a saying, if you're going to do that, also put pot under there because that you smoke it the same way. It can be a carcinogenic. And you know what? The Democrats voted him down. He said, well, that's what I call hypocrisy. And you know what he's going to do now? Mm. He's going to reintroduce the amendment on the floor of the Senate. so we can watch these same liberal Democrats and, frankly, liberal Republicans again show their hypocrisy.
And by liberal, you mean believers of big governments. I'm sorry, well, in South Carolina, we probably have maybe the only group of conservative Republicans left. I mean, you go to Illinois and you find a Republican, you find a guy who's a liberal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look what our governor did. Our governor turned to the Obama-Losi administration and said, no, we're not taking you stupid money. Of course, he's being forced to, but.
Yeah, oh, it's great. Yeah, you do have some real Republicans left down there. But think of this. You have a Republican Party in Washington that for years and years, 30 years, considered Arlen Specter one of their trophies, Republican trophies, and he turns around and crosses the aisle.
Oh, God.
So that's how much difference there is between those two parties in Washington. And that's why the American people have to stand up and say to Republicans, you better vote right on this bill. For once in your life, do something that's honest and not hypocritical, and show us there's a real difference between these two parties, and don't spend all your time genuflecting before Barack Obama, which is what they're doing now.
Yeah, the guy can do no wrong. Nobody ever questions the guy's background. Even Neil Bortz, who I like a lot, calls people who question Obama's background, what's he call them, Donald, truthers?
Yeah, I think that's the term.
Truthers. Well, you know what? I left him a message saying, look, if you're going to be talking about the truthers, I know what you're talking about. These are the people that think that Neil Armstrong never walked on the moon. To which Neil Armstrong just laughed when I said that to him. But for people to, you know, the whole thing about Barack Obama's background, you know, and all the missing documents.
Oh, sure. It's
easily provable by him that they're wrong, but he simply doesn't think he has to respond. Why? Nobody checked out this guy's background. So I call the people who yell truthers out, I call them deniers.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they are. They're denying what's in front of their face.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And it would have been nice if the media, before he became elected president, would have asked him some of the tough questions about his background, about his Marxist tutelage as a youngster, and about him, his mother, his parents. You know, his grandparents moved his mother 2,000 miles to attend a Marxist school in Kansas, rather. Then he goes to Hawaii. She births him. And he goes to Hawaii, and his mentor is a Marxist poet.
Okay, let me stop you right there.
Nobody ever asked questions about it.
I am sure that the guy wasn't born in Hawaii at this point, because I have never seen. And I'm not one of these guys that runs around a tinfoil hat on my head. You know, because when Phil Berg out of Pennsylvania, the former deputy attorney general of the state.
Oh, that's right.
Asked him, where's your birth certificate? I thought, Phil, you're nuts. He called me last July, I think it was. I said, don't start that kookaburra, you know, stuff with me. And so he came on here and says, I just want to ask a simple question. Where's the birth certificate? And I thought, okay, he's going to show you up like the dummy you are. Guess what? The Obama campaign's response was to, one, laugh it off like they didn't have to answer it. Number two, they lied. They told a lie back to me when I asked, and I went, well, how about that? Why would you lie about it if you're not hiding something? And then, I'm not even worried about his birth certificate so much, but the fact is, they told Arnold Schwarzenegger he couldn't run for president because he's not a natural-born citizen. And you've got all these documents for Obama missing right now. I mean, where are his records when he was a kid?
Well, you know how easy it is to get a copy of your birth certificate?
Yeah, I got one.
It takes
one.
About 10 minutes. I got one when I had to get my passport to go overseas.
Me too. It's exactly what I did.
And it would have been pretty easy to do that. Instead of letting the thing drag out. We know nothing about this man. All we know about him is that he's in the White House right now and implementing Marxist policies. And anybody says it's not Marxist, when you take over industries like General Motors and the banking industry, folks, that's Marxism.
Yeah.
It's not just socialism. You know, he told the New York Times, I'm not a socialist. He's right. He's not a socialist. He's a Marxist.
Yeah.
And we see that every single day. And somebody needs to stand up and say something. Republicans are too busy hiding under their desks.
Well, I'm of the opinion that the guy is just inept. I like him. I think he's, you know, I mean, some people voted for him, as Donna would say, because he's pretty. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He's got a nice-looking family. You know what I mean? His kids are cute. Who's cuter than his kids?
They're cute.
I mean, seriously, I mean, nobody. But the thing is, this guy's running around the world making a fool out of us. Look at what he's doing, okay? First, he apologized. You know, he's over-apologizing for everything. He apologized to France and all of Europe for us being arrogant. Then he apologized to the Muslim world because he said we're not perfect either, whatever. And then he apologizes at the summit of America. He apologizes at the G20. He apologized for the war on terror. He apologized for Gitmo. He apologized to the Turkish parliament. He apologized for at the what was it called? The summit for the U.S. policy toward America. So he apologized for that.
Apologized for that.
He apologized for the mistakes the CIA made, as if they ever do anything by mistake. And then he apologized, and now I half expect the guy to walk onto the beach at Normandy this week and apologize to France for the Americans littering the beach once upon a time with their dead bodies.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised by that. You know what part of the problem is? If you watch Matt Lauer this morning, he interviewed Mitt Romney, right?
Yeah.
And his question to Mitt Romney is, do you think it's right for all this apologizing? Mitt said no. He said, well, don't you think America's ever done anything wrong? Well, right then, the first thing Mitt should have done was decked Matt Lauer. And the second thing he should have said was, what do you have in mind, Matt? You're a journalist. I assume you did some homework. Don't give me a hypothetical. What do you think we should be apologizing to Muslims for? And I want you to be specific. What, did we build for building the World Trade Towers? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, why should we apologize? Yeah, they won't ask a guy like me that. Never. I say, why should I apologize, Matt? I owe you nothing. And I owe the world nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. I say that all the time, and people, you know what? All I got to do is yell out, hey, you people who think I owe you something, I owe you nothing. And you know what? I get emails and calls saying I'm a racist. I swear it happens all the time. All I got to do is, yeah, I mean, it's a joke. We're living in a weird age right now. Anyway, back to getting stoned. The whole idea is that the liberals want the Food and Drug Administration to regulate tobacco?
Precisely.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that they're trying to make believe it's a drug. Okay, I guess it's the nicotine content that makes it a drug. And the real purpose is just so they can outlaw it altogether. However, the problem there that Coburn's pointing out, well, if you want to outlaw it as a drug, then you need to include marijuana, which is also smoked, which also may be a carcinogenic, which also comes from a weed. Either be honest or just shut up.
You know, nobody makes you smoke.
Nobody makes you smoke. And I'll tell you something else.
Are you a smoker?
No.
Me neither.
No, I'm allergic to cigarette smoke, so I don't smoke.
Really?
Yeah, but I've never had a smoker say, because I smoke, you need to pay for my medical treatment. Never had that happen.
Yeah.
These other diseases, AIDS, they line up at the door for that. My feeling is, if you don't want cancer, don't smoke. If you decide to smoke, I don't owe you anything. And to smokers' credit, they have never organized and come and said the rest of us have to pay.
Well, you know who's really funding the push behind, legalizing marijuana thing? You know who's really pushing that, don't you? Nabisco and Frito-Lay. I'm sure of it. I mean, before when Donna said we could talk to you in 10 minutes, I said, "Yeah, he's got to go out and get Oreos." We were making jokes about munchies, man. But I think pot is a. you know what, Carter? Here's what I think of pot. I think people who smoke pot. You know what? I know people who have lupus and cancer and other diseases who smoke pot at night to go to sleep. Now it does have a medical use. I don't care if people smoke it in their own home. I don't care if people are blowing their nose up with coke in their own house. The only problem I have is that when people do these drugs, and pot, it does have an effect, it's obvious. I mean, look at all the stupid students we see. It ain't just the system, it's the pot. And, look at the effect it has. There's no way to measure this while they're driving, other than the fact that they drive like crap. I mean, that's my only problem with it, is no way to measure the stuff. Hey, look, we're out of time. You want to add anything in here? Americans for Limited Government.
It was great talking with you.
Okay, thanks, man.
I enjoyed every second of it.
All right, keep me in mind, man, when you want to talk about getting stoned again.
All right.
Next time you buy. See you, man.
Thank you. All right.
You know where he's going, Donna. He's going out to get some Doritos. You know that.
Yeah.
You know how he laughed at all the stuff I said that wasn't funny? He was stoned. He totally ripped. 12:50, the Big Talk at WTMA.